Hey, want to hear some more showbiz stories? Well, how about Marlon Brando, Richard Burton, Errol Flynn, Gary Cooper, Alan Ladd, Debbie Reynolds, Bela Lugosi? How's that for a group? This is a story that I just enjoy so much, and I can't wait to share it with you. A dear friend of mine who worked at the Writers Guild knew a gentleman who was a great friend of Marlon Brando's. Now, as you may or may not know, Wally Cox, Mr. Peepers, was a great friend of Marlon Brando's. They were roommates at one time. Indeed, in his own autobiography, Marlon Brando claims that he visited Wally Cox after he had died in the hospital and to this day has the pajamas that he died in. So they were more than friends. Wally Cox, in his will, asked that Brando be the executor, and he requested that Brando take his ashes to a specific place in the Santa Monica Mountains next to a stream where he meditated and pour half of the ashes into that stream. He then requested that Brando pour the remainder of his ashes in the Pacific Ocean. Now, Marlon Brando is the kind of guy, as this gentleman described, who really needs somebody to help him do things. And he said he had to do this and put it off and put it off and put it off. And he said, one day Marlon gave me a call and said, hey, can you help me do this? He said, sure, why not? He said, so Wally had drawn an exquisite map showing exactly where to go in the Santa Monica Mountains to the place where he used to meditate. And so we drive up there, we walk through the woods, we get to the stream, the exact spot where Wally used to meditate. And Marlon looks at his watch and he hands me the box of Wally's ashes and says, could you dump half of them in there for me? I said, sure, Marlon. So he said, I walked over, I opened it up and started dumping some of the ashes into the stream. And when it was about half empty, I turned the box up and started walking towards Marlon. And Marlon put his hand up and said, stop. Listen, it's getting late. And this stream runs into the Pacific Ocean anyway, doesn't it? Why don't you just drop the rest of the ashes? And that was the end of Wally Cox.